Jeremiah chapter 39. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Proverbs 16:7. The day they so much feared finally arrived. After 30 months, during which Jerusalem was besieged, through a breach opened in the wall surrounding the city, while Babylonian troops entered, burned down the city, including the famous temple that Solomon had built, and took thousands of captive Jews to Babylon, leaving only behind in the land of Judah some of the poor people who owned nothing. Verse 10. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, gave orders concerning Jeremiah through the captain of the bodyguard, saying, "Take him and look after him. Do nothing to harm him, but rather deal with him just as he asks of you." For 3 decades, Jeremiah had faithfully preached God's message, and for the reason Jeremiah had been prosecuted, imprisoned, flogged, and put him in the stocks. But the day of judgment for Jerusalem was a day of relief for Jeremiah. Something similar will happen to every Christian. He suffers many times unjustly in the world, but the day will come when Jesus comes to deliver us from the coming judgments. Like Jeremiah, it will be a day of deliverance for the Christian. And just as the people of Jerusalem were taken, we will be taken, but not captives to live in someone else's house, but to finally dwell the house of the Father, of which Jesus spoke of in John chapter 14. I take courage, my brother and sister, until the day breaks and the shadows flee away.